This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I got much to say. At the half-hour mark, we're going to be pulling up former policeman Michael Lashman out of Florida. This morning I woke up and I had two friends that just happened to be cops, one in Alaska, of all places, but he's an investigative police officer. And then I also had Michael come up in Hart, and I talked to both of them concerning the information that's surfacing around the Parkland school shooting. And what I found, friends, is when you speak objectively concerning the narrative that the media is attempting to lay down as a fact, they will begin to censor you. Yesterday, I shared with you that YouTube is censoring. Twitter is censoring. Facebook is censoring. And it's interesting because this morning I woke up and they censored my Facebook. They blocked it out. They completely shut me down for 30 days. And you can rest assured, friends, this is not the boy that you want to go ahead and start violating my rights, because this is the time to dig your heels in, friends, not to run and just go with the masses. But Facebook just censored me. They shut me down for 30 days. And yes, again, friends, rest assured, we are going to be taking lawful action concerning what they're doing. The reason being is because there were posts that were objecting, again, objective to the narrative that the media is setting. The question I have for so many out there is, why is the media, 94% of you that don't believe the media, setting the narrative? Why would anybody question those that are objective to the media that nobody trusts? Well, the fact of the matter is, friends, either you fall in line or else they're going to begin to censor you. You also got to understand what George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, said and what he meant. He said, if freedom of speech is taken away, the dumb and the silent, we may be led like sheep led to the slaughter. Folks, if there's anything or any reason for you to stand up and begin to protest as to what's taking place in your country, this is it right now. I have some more videos, audio for you, friends, of eyewitnesses that are going to tell you some things that the media is attempting to censor. I have two brand new videos. I'm going to play one of these for you really quick here. This young man just happened to be inside of the school, and he was supposed to be one of the heroes, playing the heroes by standing up as to what was going on. Instead of running away from it, he was running to it. That's what we are so, hey, folks, those guys are scarce. They're hard to find. But this young man was doing the job that an adult should have been doing. I'm going to play a couple of these videos for you, but this is the first one. His name is Colton Hab, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he said concerning CNN and what they were attempting to do. Go ahead and play that first one, Sam.
To be able to ask my questions and give my opinion on my questions.
But Colton Hobb, a member of the junior ROTC who shielded classmates in the midst of terror, says he did not get to share his experience.
CNN had originally asked me to write a speech and questions, and it ended up being all scripted.
Colton wrote questions about school safety, suggested using veterans as armed school security guards, but claimed CNN wanted him to ask a scripted question instead, so he decided not to go.
I don't think that it's going to get anything accomplished. It's not going to ask the true questions that all the parents and teachers and students have.
Friends, there's the first video for you. I posted that to my website yesterday. When I went to it today to pull up the video for you from Facebook, my computer on my side of the studio would not go to my son's, who produces the show. It would not go to his computer. In other words, they didn't put a live feed on it. So whatever I was posting to my Facebook page, Facebook was literally blocking anything and everything that had to do with any objections concerning the narrative as to what I'm exposing right now. So we have young man here, Colton Hab, telling the American people that CNN gave him a scripted question. For those that did not know, this CNN anti-NRA, anti-gun rights show they put on for you the other day. By the way, they were the ones that were actually gathering the young people together to put that on. It's interesting. Sheriff Clark out of Wisconsin came forward and said that international criminal George Soros's fingerprints are all over this. But what's also interesting to note, friends, again, we're now finding out that when those students were asking those questions and giving forth answers, they were all scripted. They were given to them by CNN. And keep in mind, CNN, again, friends, has less than 2 million viewers a day in this country. Now, I'm trying to figure out for the life of me how they're still above water. Yesterday, I had shared with you yesterday, friends, when I was getting objections from people concerning the posts that were raising questions concerning the shooting that took place there in Florida. One out of every 30 Americans was actually falling for the narrative, which means that's a good percentage to say that 94% actually don't believe in action what the media reports. That's good. But you still have these useful idiots that just go along with the narrative. And I want to tell you why they go along with the narrative, first and foremost. They go along with the narrative because if there's really a conspiracy involved with what's going on in this school shooting, and friends, by the way, there is at this point no doubt, you're going to hear some more audio in just a couple moments. It's absolutely amazing to me, friends, that these people call it a theory when in fact there's nothing theoretical about this in any sense of the word. And the reason I say that is because if it was a conspiracy indeed, that means that they would actually have to stand up and do something about what's going on in their country. But what do? They call it a theory. They stick their head back in the sand. They decry the media as a bunch of liars. But when they report the next conspiracy, friends, they're right there, right in line with a conspiratorial CIA narrative that they're attempting to set, going right along with it rather than standing against it. And I want to tell you what, they're not good for anybody. They're good for nobody, friends, but they're out there. I just played for you shooting survivor. CNN gave me scripted question. And it's interesting to note again what's happening right now, what's surfacing across the country through truthers, friends, that are willing to tell you the truth, that the entire meeting of these anti-gunners was all set forth, and the questions and answers were all scripted by that of CNN America. Okay, so when is it that you're going to take a stand against these individuals that are literally committing crimes in an attempt to steal away your gun rights? I cannot answer that question, Mark. Only you can with an exclamation. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. but we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty YouTube. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty YouTube. Do check it out. Also check out our Twitter account, BradleyDean1. And folks, if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This morning I got up and I called Michael Lashman, police officer, former police officer, right in the backyard of the alleged school shooting there in Florida. I began to ask him some questions, and I asked him if he's seen any of these testimonials from these kids that are being censored by the media, and he did not. He's only been told what the state-controlled narrative would have him know. And that's exactly why I'm playing these audios for you right now. I have another kid right in front of me, another video right in front of me, by the way, which was on my Facebook account yesterday. And when I posted it, I had someone post, just happened to be a friend of mine, that said, while I was watching this video, they scrubbed it. Literally right when he was watching the video. And sure enough, I went online and it was gone. Folks, this morning I went to YouTube to see the stuff that I had seen posted from Dave's days past. It's gone. Anybody that's objectional or objecting to the narrative concerning the school shooting in Florida, friends, is being scrubbed by Twitter, by Facebook, and by YouTube. Again, let me remind you. Find out who wants to censor you, and you'll find out who wants to control you, and it's happening right now. And what's the objective of CNN? What's the objective of the New World Order monkeys, friends? Anti-gun? They want to disarm you, America. I got another video right here for you, and I want you to listen to this one carefully. This one's quite shocking if you listen carefully. It's very short. It's a 35-second video, audio for you. Parkland school, student admits to drills on day of shooting. I want you to pay attention to the details concerning what the drills actually entailed. Listen to this one.
I went running around trying to find out where I was supposed to be, and I got locked out of my classroom with a couple other kids. And we couldn't get into a classroom. We were all stuck in the hallway, kind of just running. We didn't know where he was. We couldn't hear the gunshots. And
how did you know there was a heat? So you heard shots?
Yeah, we did hear shots.
And did you think instantly, oh my God, those were gunshots? Or did you think it was balloons popping, as one student told me? And how would you even know what it would sound like?
I thought it was a drill because they told us we'd have police officers who were going to be firing blanks to, like, scare us, get us, like, you know, trained for this. So no one took it seriously until I heard, like, screaming. It was the worst screaming you'll ever hear. It was awful, like...
Did you hear what this kid just said? Sam, go ahead and replay that. Listen carefully to what he said. The cops said during the drill, they're going to shoot blanks off like this is real. Listen carefully once again.
I went running around trying to find out where I was supposed to be, and I got locked out of my classroom with a couple other kids. And we couldn't get into a classroom. We were all stuck in the hallway, kind of just running. We didn't know where he was. We couldn't hear the gunshots anymore.
How did you know there was a heat? So you heard shots?
Yeah, we did hear shots.
And did you think instantly, oh my God, those were gunshots? Or did you think it was balloons popping, as one student told me? And how would you even know what it would sound like?
I thought it was a drill because they told us we'd have police officers who were going to be firing blanks to, like, scare us, get us, like, you know.
Police officers are going to be firing blanks inside of the school.
Screaming. It was the worst screaming you'll ever hear.
Did you hear what he just said? Police officers told them that they were going to be shooting off blanks inside of the school. Now, friends, again, why is none of this being talked about? Why is none of this being covered? Why are the eyewitnesses that said there at least had to be two or three shooters, they were confident, they were sure of it? Why is all of... Folks, go online. Do a Google search. Do a Yahoo search. Tell me where you can find it, friends. It's all being scrubbed. You know what's being scrubbed? The eyewitnesses. You know what's also interesting? We're going to be playing some audio here in just a couple minutes from a kid named Jalen Martin right after the alleged shooting took place in that particular school. And it's interesting that the Secret Service was there prior a couple weeks to change protocol, and the students thought that was really bizarre. They thought that would be the firefighter's job or the police. No, it was the Secret Service for some reason or another. And what's interesting about all of this, friends, is there was cameras in the entrances and in the exits, we are told by students. Where's the audio? Where is the video, friends, of what took place there? We have this young lady who just happened to be there right on cue talking to Nicholas Cruz. She was talking to Nicholas Cruz, and she said that she heard shooting on the other side of the building. He didn't have tactical gear on, friends. He didn't have guns. Matter of fact, she said, I thought it was you that was doing the shooting here. And he looked at her and said, what? Like he was befuddled by what she had just said. Listen to this one.
I actually was in the bathroom at the moment, and I had came back to my classroom, and I knocked on the door, and the fire alarm went off, and principal came on the speaker and just said, everyone needs to evacuate right now. So that's what we did. As I was going down the stairs, I heard a couple shots fired. Everyone was freaking out, saying that it was a gun. And as we were walking, the whole class together, I actually was speaking to the suspect, Nicholas Cruz. And as I was speaking to him, he seemed very... I don't know what the word I want to say is, but... He was trouble in middle school, so I kind of joked to him about it and said, I'm surprised you weren't the one who did it. And he just gave me a huh. So that's really what happened.
You were walking down the hall. He had already fired at that time.
Yes, sir, with him.
Weren't you scared?
In the moment, I wasn't, because there was obviously definitely another shooter involved, but...
Oh, you think he was not the only one?
No, definitely not.
Why do you say that?
Definitely not. Definitely not. Now, what is? Let me take this a step further, and I want to put this one into your hands. Okay? This is some of the comments on these YouTubes, by the way, which, again, are being scrubbed, America, okay? But some of these comments are quite telling. They're trying to figure out where the bodies are. They're trying to figure out why there's no bullet holes in the buildings. They're trying to figure out why the media is all of a sudden setting a narrative. And now what, by the way, the media is doing? Fake news, CNN, here they come again, pushes false story about AR-15 purchase. Do you realize, friends, what you're seeing today is exactly what any dictator of the past has done to overthrow the older generation by giving power to the younger generation? And they do that through indoctrination. We've talked about that several times. I mean, folks, here you have it. You literally have today, you literally have high school students, friends, shouting, "No more guns." Friends, how anti-gun dictators of the past would be so proud. They're falling right into the hands of those that mean to control them, and the older generation is standing back and allowing this to happen, and not only allowing it to happen, but also to bring their kids to be illegally indoctrinated in public schools to indoctrinate their kids so they would act out in such a fashion. Just think about that. I mean, now, I would be angry if I was some of those kids. I would. There's no doubt. I mean, the very notion of being in an unarmed public school, unprotected, in a gun-free zone is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, as I said yesterday, it's interesting to note that the president, Congress, Supreme Court justices, courtroom celebrities are all protected and or surrounded with Secret Service and bodyguards armed to the hilt. Right? I mean, the sad part about all of this is that these indoctrinated students, though small in number they are led to believe the lessons that tyrants have taught them. Folks, they're protesting the blood, the sacrifice, and the ultimate fight that our forefathers established to protect this people in this country from the very people that they're giving themselves over to today. I mean, our founders fought to give us the rights that we now have, and these young people are ignorantly being used, and they are in turn handing their rights back over to the tyrants who were painstakingly won against by our forefathers. Now, if you didn't quite get that, you need to think, because I totally understood what I just said. And what do we have here, friends? We have politicians again, right on cue. Here's Maxine Waters. There's no reason for anyone to own a gun. If a home invader gets past my armed security detail, which they won't because I hire the best, then what good is a gun going to do me? Did you hear what she said? She talked out of both sides of her mouth. She has bodyguards. She has security detail, armed security detail. And then she goes on the other side of her mouth and says, well, what good is a gun going to do me if they can't protect me? I mean, folks, how long are you going to put up with this?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, what's going on is just absolutely incredible. The censorship, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. If you don't agree with the media and their narrative, friends, they are censoring you. And you need to wake up and take your country back. This is over the... Folks, this is criminal, is exactly what it is. And I know most conservatives want to sit back and talk about how George Soros is behind all this, but the American people have seen the bad guys long enough. And why they have not dealt with them, I don't know. That's between you and God and the future of your posterity, because they're not going to have one unless you act today. Rest assured. The right time to do the right thing is right now. Without further ado, what we're going to do is we're going to pull up Michael Lashman, former police officer that I had called this morning from Florida. And Michael, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Michael, you just sent me over your bio, and your bio is as long as I am tall. So do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself for everybody, please?
Sure. Michael Lashman, kind of raised in Fort Lauderdale, born in California, became police officer in 95 through about 2000, and moved up to Central Florida, worked in the city called Lakeland, Florida.
Okay, gotcha. Interesting, because this morning I woke up and you were the first one that I called. And I'd called Michael, friends, and I had said to Michael, I said, listen, I know that you're a police officer out there in Florida, and I suspect that you're probably in the backyard concerning what just took place, concerning the school shooting that allegedly took place there in Florida. And I started sharing with him some of the videos and the audio that I have. That I'm sharing with you, and that which I've been sharing with my listeners over the last couple days here. And you had said, for the most part, that you haven't heard of any of this stuff. And then I said, well, we got a couple hours, want to pull you up on the radio show. Can you do a little digging between now and then? And I also asked you, Michael, do you know anybody that would have been or seen or been a part of this firsthand? And do you want to go ahead and share with me as to what you responded with?
Yeah, one of the things I was very curious about, like the city of Parkland, my kids were born in Coral Springs, which is a city just south of maybe about 2-3 miles. And Parkland, when I was there back in the 70s, it was a 2-lane highway, nothing on the north side of Wiles Road, all country land. Now today it's a very thriving city. And I've been saying all along, if there's an active shooter in a major metropolitan high school, where was the school resource officer the whole time? I mean, they should have one there. I was interviewed there back in the late 90s. And Coral Springs PD had school resource officers at all their schools. I was kind of curious, where was the officer when this was going on? I mean, Reggie could have been outside the campus, but he would have gotten there soon to either stop the shooter or do something to help protect the children. And I'm finding out now, according to the sheriff's office, Broward County Sheriff's, there was not an officer even on the campus, not even assigned to that school. So I'm very concerned why this was allowed.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Michael, because I talked to my other friend who is a police officer. He's an investigative police officer, actually he lives out in Alaska right now, and I just kind of shared with him some of the stuff that I'm seeing for myself. As to what's being exposed on a daily basis, as to what the CNN controlled, well, actually CNN and other outlets, the state-controlled media, is trying to hide and hold from the American people. And he said, that's funny the way that they had those drills, because I just played an audio last segment of a kid who said that there was drills. There was supposed to be 3 drills that day. And he said that the police told us that they were, during this drill, going to shoot off blank rounds and that they were supposed to act like it's a real drill. And that's a little bizarre to me. And when I shared that with my friend in Alaska, he said, we have never done drills like that. He said, this is really bizarre. He said, I knew that there was flags with what took place there, but he said, I need to dig in a little bit deeper as to what's going on. And I'm saying that to set this up. I have a response to one of the audios that I'm going to play in just a couple moments here. And this individual said, why are there no dead bodies? Why are there no cameras? Why are there no obituaries, no wounded students, obvious patsies, drills, drills, drills? How come nothing is being showed to the American people as to what took place in that particular school? And I would say, Michael, again, you being a police officer, wouldn't it be the right thing for the school district, even if they had to redact that which may be too violent for the American people to see? Don't you think it'd be right for them to release the video as to what took place in that school? Because the students have already shared with us that there's cameras all over the place. Why has that film not been released to the American people?
You're so correct. After I talked this morning, I started to get online myself. I went back to Columbine. Now, forgive me, this was 1999, and the first picture I picked pulls up was a CCTV. Again, let me say it again. A CCTV in the cafeteria of one of the shooters holding a gun. We have technologies today of kids having cell phones. And back to your statement before about the technologies, we have no active shooter, anybody with a cell phone, which every kid in high school has a cell phone, at least one in three has one, no photographs of anything going on. It's like this shooter came out of nowhere and he started shooting. I did a little digging also. Okay, back to Columbine. There were bullet holes
Can I interject really quick, Michael?
Yeah,
I want to interject that I played some audio right before I pulled you up of a girl that was actually talking with Nicholas Cruz when she said that she heard shooting over on the other side of the building. There was no tactical gear. There was no guns. So, again, going to the eyewitnesses, in contrast to what the state-controlled media's narrative is, why is all of this information being withheld from the American people? I mean, 2 + 2 = 4, and maybe that's exactly what the American people do, or the media would not want the American people to come to conclusion with concerning what really took place in that school. Is this a false flag?
Absolutely. But here's the thing with police officer also. In today's society, you're going to do a mock-up rule in an active daytime school. The new kind of bullet came out years ago. It's actually a clay pellet that comes out, so you can play a role by shooting someone out there. Why would you do this during a school? I understand it's Saturday, Sunday, when school's out, do practice live runs if that happens. Why would you do this during actual school time in today's society where we've had so many shootings in schools during a school hour? Really? That's appalling to me. Let's do a live bomb scare.
That's right. Michael, it didn't happen. They didn't have one drill. They didn't have two drills. They had three drills that day. That's right. And having police officers tell them to act like this is a real drill and we're going to shoot off blanks in the school, way too fishy here, my friend. Way too fishy.
The thing I was calling is called simunition. It looks like a regular bullet, but it has like a clay pellet comes out, so it hits you. It looks like a paintball thing. That way there, it simulates like back in the academy days. If I chance you got shot, which means you were not utilizing cover properly, I understand all that. But you would never, never, never do this during school time. Kids are already in fear of being in school, active shooters, and you can do a role play during live school hours? Unheard of. Let's do a bomb scare. No, you don't do those things at all. That's appalling.
Well, that was one of the things one of the students had brought up, too, that there was things going off that sounded like bombs. There were smoke bombs going off. But it almost, to me, what it sounds like more than anything, again, bringing all this collective information and putting it into my mind here, friends, it's very obvious to me that they were being led as to how to act and what to do once this took place. I mean, again, Michael, we had this happen not one time, but two times, but three times. The drills concerning what was going on that day is just way over the top. And furthermore, we also know that Secret Service showed up a couple weeks ago to change protocol concerning what was going on during the time of school drills. And I want to remind you, too, not just you, Michael, but also my listeners. Listen, I went through high school. I went through elementary school. I can remember doing drills. I don't remember ever doing three drills in one day. I never was led by the military or police or a SWAT team as to what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to act. When the kids were let out, even Michael, it's interesting to note that they were told by the police that were basically stacked like the military during that day that they weren't supposed to look at the bodies. And they were supposed to just keep their heads forward. Now, I get part of that, but the other part of that is none of these kids have any film of the shooting where they actually caught the shooter. Nobody has any eyewitness that I have pulled up. Not one kid has come forward and told me that they saw any shooters. And they did say that helicopters were dropping. It came at one and then two. And I'm going to play some audio here for you from Jalen Martin, how he was talking about how these cops were just Johnny on the spot within a minute. And within 3 minutes, there's 50 cop cars there. He's trying to figure out how this unfolded so quick. And he even said that during the shooting, the alleged shooting, one kid called his parents and a teacher told him to get off the phone right now. So there's a lot of irrelevant information that's being withheld from the American people concerning what took place there that day in Parkland.
I think you're overlooking one thing. Cops came from everywhere. Where? Number one, Parkway only has about 50 cops in the whole city. That's again 12-hour shifts, and it's two different shifts. The day squad would show up, yes, they're on duty. The night would be called in. Now, is Coral Springs PD coming also? Now, being a city, Parkway is a incorporated city. Sheriff's office would not necessarily respond there unless you're called there. If it's an unincorporated part of Parkland, then yes, the sheriff's office would be there. What entities were there? What police agencies were there? Because Coral Springs has no right being there unless they're called there for mass disaster. Sheriff's House would not be there unless they're called to be there. Parkland PD has to respond there. I doubt there's 150 officers, road officers, even employed there.
Did you have any of your friends within the police force there that day?
No. The only people I got were retired, and some of them were in the higher ranks, and I'm waiting for callbacks now to get their opinion about the whole thing.
Okay, good. Because I need to know for myself. And again, the way to put this whole thing to bed, per se, is to show us the video. That's all we're asking to see, is show us the facts. And everything's being delivered but the facts. Folks, we got Michael Lashman again. Thank you, Michael, for your time. I appreciate you, my friend. And I will talk at you soon. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I'm going to play some more audio from a young man named Jalen Martin right after the break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
So we're going to keep dumping it on you. By the way, thank you for making us the number one show and the number two show today. We appreciate that out of 89 affiliates on Genesis Communication Networks. 1-866-582-9933. It's vitally important that I share this next audio with you because, again, this kid, Jalen Martin, was inside of the school, and he had a ton of flags going up during this whole process. And so we're going to play that for you in just a moment. I had another thought here, friends, as to what's going on. Again, this is going against everything the media is trying to shove down your throats right now, the state-controlled media. And this is the information they don't want you to catch on to. I have to say this, I don't for the life of me understand why, America, you wait for these things to happen, and then you allow the corrupt politicians to attack your rights again. You need to understand there is no gun debate going on. We're not waiting for Donald Trump or any other politician to tell us what he's going to do with our rights. He's not going to make an amendment. He's not going to omit. He's not going to add to what the Bill of Rights have already given unto us. And you need to remember, the Bill of Rights are thou shall not to those that serve we the people. They are there to protect we the people from a tyrannical government that's doing its best today to disarm you, America. And that is the end aim. And this is what they're talking about. And one more thought for you. Just keep in mind, as CNN and these other bought and paid for outlets, CNBC, MSNBC, ABC News, CNN, and in a lot of ways Fox News as well, friends, you need to keep in mind that they're just falling in line with the narrative because they're all reporting the same thing. And they have their friends, like I said earlier, in Twitter and in YouTube and on Facebook, all doing the censoring for them. So they're in hopes that they can just have a smooth road. And the last thing they want is guys like me throwing up these flags and giving you information that they didn't give you. Because it shows you that they are propagandists. Well, friends, guess what? They are propagandists. Don't let them convince you that they care about the kids. These are the ones that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. What do you mean they care about the kids? And if it was about the kids, why is it that that's all we're hearing about is how they need more gun legislation and gun? No, folks, this isn't the time to negotiate or to be diplomatic. It's time to stand up and understand that your rights came from God, okay? And you have to fight to maintain them, fighting the good fight of faith. And you are not here to be diplomatic. You are here to be a patriot, an American, and first and foremost, a Christian. Read Luke 11:21. I also want you to understand that, again, conspiracies are very real. We've been witnessing these in this country for the last 60 years, and they're increasing over time. And over time, they're getting worse and worse. Read Isaiah 59. Also read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. This is none other than a young man inside of the school named Jalen Martin that has something to say, and you need to listen to what he has to say.
But I just want to jump into 4 weeks ago when the Secret Service stuff started happening. So it was sort of like a random thing. I think it happened like right after a weekend or something. The teachers, every single one of them, was instructed to tell us, like, this is the drill, like, where our zones were for each class. And, you know, every single day they would tell us. And then I talked to one of my teachers. In fact, it was the same teacher that I ended up being with, you know, yesterday when all of this went down. And he said that the Secret Service came and trained them on what the new safety protocols would be. And I don't understand why the Secret Service was, you know, the ones who were doing it, because I would think that, you know, firefighters or police officers would be the ones to do this. And so I kind of disregarded it. Fast forward to yesterday. We had a drill because regularly we have to have drills now because of, you know, protocol thing. We had a drill in second period, you know, 8, 9 or something like, or 9. It was like 9 to 10 to 11 or something like that. And then fast forward again to later in the day, we hear the fire alarm. Everyone was confused because we already had a fire drill today. Why was the fire alarm going off again? That's what everyone was, like, wondering. So we all just went outside. We stood there for, like, 1 minute. Within 1 minute, there were, like, 4 police cars there. My teacher was standing there because he didn't know what was happening. No one did. He thought it was a fire drill. And then eventually he was like, okay, let's go, because everyone was shifting fast. And I mean, there's like 3,000 kids there. Everyone was shifting away from the school. So within like the next 3 minutes, there had to have been like at least 50 cars there. I kept telling people around me, okay, this is not anything serious, until I see a helicopter. And within like a few more minutes, I ended up seeing a helicopter. But I got reports from people around me. They were telling me, oh, this is a code black, which means bomb. That was the new thing that we learned. And then people were like, no, it's code red. It's code red, which means active shooter. So my friend took my phone from me, and he used it to call his mom because he didn't have his phone. He thought it was a fire drill. He was just going to leave it in the classroom. So he tried to call his mom. His mom answered, and he was like, mom, there's an active shooter here. There's an active shooter. A teacher came up out of nowhere and said, don't tell her that. Be quiet. Don't tell anybody. And he was like, shut up. And the teacher walked up, snatched the phone away from him, and it looked like he was going to break my phone. I was like, no, that's my phone. He was like, don't give it back. Don't tell anyone. So then what happened was I let my friend, you know, use my phone, and we try to get away from the teacher. And he called his mom back, and he was like, "Mom, there's an active shooter. There's an active shooter." Then a second helicopter showed up. At that point, everyone started running. Like, people were tripping, and people were just trying to run away. And I didn't hear the gunshots, really, but I got told by someone that I talked to a little bit later that, yeah, there had to have been, like, two people. Because he was like, I was in the building close to it, but I wasn't in the building that the shooter was in. That building that the shooter was in has three floors. So, you know, there's been reports that he had a gas mask and the smoke bombs down, and people heard explosions. That's what first hit people off. They, like, sort of were confused because there was a fire alarm. And at that point, it's just, like, people sort of got chaotic once they, like, sort of kind of, like, knew what was happening. No one knew for sure because the teachers wouldn't let us call. I was, like, trying, like, really hard to get away from that one teacher.
What is your gut?
So I'm kind of curious. Why would you, furthermore, to add on to this mountain of testimonials concerning students from the inside, I'm kind of curious to know why the teachers would be angry that one of the students is on the phone calling his mom saying that there's something going on inside of the school. I mean, folks, that sounds, again, just gut feeling. Someone's controlling everything from the outside in. When you go back to the last audio that I played two segments ago, doesn't anybody think it's kind of odd that one of these Parkland eyewitnesses said the cops told them that they're going to be shooting off after three drills? They're going to be shooting off blanks in that school, and they're supposed to act like this is a real drill with 3,000 students in that school? Now, folks, all day long, you've heard from the students. You've heard what they've had to say. And the only thing that you're hearing from the media is we need the guns. We need gun control. And I want to remind you that I have faithfully, over the last 15 and 20 years, shared with you that, folks, this was coming. And how would I know that? Well, I was there hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times in public schools, loving on those kids enough to cross over into their world and tell them their history, who they are, where they came from, and where they're going. You know, it's interesting. I had a friend today say, "Bradley, the best thing that you've ever done was go to the public schools." I said, "Yes, it is." But I said, "Nobody understands how the enemy within was working against us at every step. Every time we would step into a public school, friends, the media was there. How did they know we were there? Over and over and over and over again. And what they did, friends, they were smearing everything that we were doing in the public school. Let me say this, because I want to be a part of the answer here. If you would like us to be a part of a high school assembly, hey, folks, we're there. If you want us to do a house meeting, at least 100 people, we're there. If you want us to do a coliseum, we're there. If you want us to do a tea party, a church, if you want us to do radio or television, we're there. And if you want us to be a part of it, folks, we will take it to the enemy's land, and we will win the day one way or another, but they are scared to death that they're going to be uncovered for what's going on in Parkland right now. You can mark my words. Again, if any of my opposition would like to prove the point, show me the videos. Show me the videos. Show me the shooters. Show me the bodies. Show me the carnage. Show me the bullet holes. That's all you have to do is show us the video, and you can rest assured, friends, that's what they're hiding. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.